Florida High School Bans Thin Blue Line Flag from Football Games. By Catherine Rodriguez on September 27, 2020. A Florida high school has banned the Thin Blue Line flag from its football games over fears it might be construed as a political statement by the team and the school. Players have carried the flag on the field at Fletcher High School football games since August 2019, in memory of Jacksonville Beach Police Department Corporal Andy Lavender, whose son plays on the football team, Jax reported. Lavender passed away unexpectedly in August 2019, and the flag display served as a tribute to him and his service. Now, the school is banning the display after Principal Dean Ledford said the flag could be interpreted by some as a political statement. We wanted to make sure that as the students were trying to express themselves, that we created that environment for them where they could express themselves and honor the fallen police officer that they wanted to honor and do it where in a way that wasn't misinterpreted, Ledford said. It did not take long for people to protest the school's decision. On Friday, dozens showed up to a game to wave their Thin Blue Line flags in support of Lavender. Lori Bond, a retired deputy for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, knew Lavender for decades and was saddened when she found out the display had been banned. "It's almost like betrayal," Bond said. "To keep them from being able to honor a family member is, I think, is ludicrous. All this ever was to support Andy, support his son, and support the team," said the Fraternal Order of Police's Steve Sona, adding that he did not think the flag was a political statement. The football players, however, came up with another way to honor Lavender. They designed a helmet decal, which includes the late police officer's initials and badge number. Duval County Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Diana Green sided with the principal's decision. "He has taken proper action based on the educational values that should be considered in the situation involving the football team's pre-game ceremonies and the Thin Blue Line flag," Green said. "His actions reflect those I would expect of any principal leading through such a scenario involving any other flag or symbolic display." She added that while she supports the students' right to freedom of expression, if that personal expression can be easily construed as the position of other stakeholders or the school, it is not an acceptable manner of expression in a school environment.